Knights are in all white uniforms, while the Danville Lady Warriors are in their maroon uniforms with white lettering. We're ready to get this underway. At midcourt will be Katie Davis against Jenny Lundy for the opening tip here in the semifinal round of regionals. And we're underway. Ball's in the air, and it's tipped. Won by Jenny Lundy, and Michaela Sparks comes up with it. Addie Thompson will go left to right on your radio dial. Thompson picks up her dribble, finds Buell on top. Buell takes a couple dribbles towards her left-hand side, hands off to Thompson. Thompson drives, left hand, and she'll be called for a traveling violation. First turnover on the first possession.
That's not the way to start the game. She should have dumped that ball off down on the inside as Buell was wide open, and so was Sparks on the wing.
Gould bounces it off right side to Collier, hands off to Cowart. Cowart swings it on top to Katie Davis. Davis now in the corner to Gould, back on top to Davis. Driving, Collier now left side, drives baseline, comes over, three-pointer for Gould. Gould's off the mark, rebounded by Buell, and both teams are scoreless after their opening possession.
Well, good block out there by Sparks to get that rebound. Buell to get that rebound. A nice hustle play by the Knights.
Sparks drives, right hand, foul, bucket, count it.
That'll girl. Sparks with her drive to the basket, followed through, kept her chin up, kept it looking at the rim with a chance at a three-point play.
Senior leadership at its finest. They're going to take everybody back for no rebounding. Sparks for the possible three-point play. Free throws up, leaves it short.
Oh, nobody went for it. She could have got that.
Ella Collier comes up with a board. Northview 2, Danville nothing here with Gould on top. Bouncing it off left wing to Collier. She'll drive. 15-footer near the free throw line. Short. Rebounded by Jenny Lundy.
Collier flat on that shot.
Yeah, seven times out of ten, she's going to hit that too.
Yeah, flat on that first attempt. And
Haley Ritchie in the corner. Hands off up top to Lundy.
They're face guarding Ritchie. They're not going to let Ritchie beat her.
That's good film watching from Coach May. Sparks now has a left side. Crosses over. Lobs it ahead to Ritchie in the corner. Thought about it. Won't take it instead. Finds Sparks back on top. She'll penetrate. Outside to Addie Thompson for three. And Addie Thompson doesn't even hit the rim. And they're going to call a foul on Sophia Buell on the rebound against Ella Collier. She knocked her to the ground.
Yeah, it wasn't a very good afterthought there. Or, Addie was wide open. It was a good shot. But the afterthought on Sophia to shove her when, she already had the rebound. Just let it go, get back on defense. But now the Knights with one foul and the Warriors with one.
Big thanks to Great Dane
Ooh,
Trailers.
Turnover.
Big thanks to Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil.
Maddie Patterson brought the ball up the court, Corey. She looked up top to feed the ball to Davis. And she, as she made the pass, Davis cut to the basket and it went right out of bounds.
How about this? A quick sub in. Aaliyah Owens comes in for Buell. Owens will run the point. She'll bring it across midcourt. Covered by Patterson. Owens bounces it off ahead to Sparks on the right side. Penetrates towards the middle, spins away, lobs it ahead to Thompson on the right side, swings it up top to Jenny Lundy. Lundy, cross court to Ritchie. Ritchie thought about it, shoots, just short, rebounded by Aaliyah Owens offensively, and Northview will get another chance. Lobs ahead to Jenny Lundy. Lundy is going to be called for a travel.
Yep, you won't get that. You won't get that at this level. We may have got it all year, but you can't step into a pass and then step to the basket.
Yep. A good pass to Jenny Lundy. She was able to split the defenders, but doing that by traveling.
Yep, she stepped 1 foot forward, and then she stepped into the defenders with a double pivot. And it's not going to fly at this level.
Both teams are trying to get a handle on the opening quarter here in the regionals. Swinging it on top of the wing is Danville. Gould will bounce it ahead to Collier. Collier goes against Jenny Lundy, and that's going to be Lundy's first foul of the night.
If Jenny would have just stood there instead of leaning into her and let the contact come to her, that wouldn't have been a foul, and it probably the shot would have still been deflected like it was,
yep.
And we wouldn't have free throw attempts here by Collier.
91% career free throw shooter. Ella Collier knocks down number one. 2-1 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Big thanks to WTHI TV 10. The Vendon News 10, WTHI coverage you can count on. And here comes the freshman Macy Timmerman. A little bit more shooting guard in now as Addie Thompson takes a seat. We're tied at two apiece. Dan will bring a little bit of a press on.
It's just a man-to-man, so if everybody'd clear out, we'd be okay here.
Owens gets across midcourt. Going away from a Michaela Sparks screen. Lobs it ahead to Jenny Lundy. Lundy spins right, goes left. Knocked to the ground, no foul. And here comes Gould.
two quick turnovers by Jenny Lundy 3 minutes into the game.
Gould, 18-footer. If you're going to give her an open shot, she's going to take it, and she'll knock it down. Danville 4, Northview 2. Sparks gets it, brings it up midcourt. Going left to right on your radio dial is the Northview Knights, as Jenny Lundy now has the basketball. Hands off to Sparks. Sparks will dribble right side. Loses it, going to the bucket, throws it off to Macy Timmerman, on top to Aaliyah Owens for three, and Aaliyah Owens air balls. Had Haley Ritchie wide open in the corner.
Yeah, Aaliyah should have one more pass there, and you know, she had too much time to think about it. She got the pass out in front of her, dribbled one time, and shot short. If she would have caught and shot or swung it one more pass, Ritchie would have finally got a good look at the basket.
Patterson has it on the left wing. Ahead to Turner. Turner long three. Air ball. Rebound to Aaliyah Owens. Owens across the timeline. Lobs it ahead to Sparks. Sparks catch and shoot three. And it won't go in. Rebounded by Collier. And this is where Collier's dangerous. Going in transition. Hands off to Cowart. Over to Turner. Back on top to Gould. Swings past right wing to Jenna Cowart. She'll drive. Kicks in the corner for a three from Patterson. It'll rim in and out. And it'll be out of bounds. Last touched by Jenny Lundy.
Coming in for Danville in that last break was Peyton Turner, senior, 5'9".
Gould ahead to Collier on the right corner. Guarded by Sparks. Gets her off her feet. Throws up the shot. Knocks it down. And Coach Keys, or nope, they're not going to call a timeout. There's a blood issue with Patterson for Danville. It'll be an official timeout. Big thanks to Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are our neighbor. So we scored the first 2 points of the game, Brad, and since then Danville's on a 6-0 run. 6-2, Danville.
Well, we've had two turnovers and two bad shots. So, you know, we're all right. It's early. You know, I'd like to have seen it 27-4 like last week. But
Lundy bounces off to Sparks. Holds it on the right side. Dribbles it off her foot, but corrals it. Behind the back, towards the middle. Gets tackled in the air. They're going to call a jump ball and give it to Danville.
Yep, that's going to be a turnover on Sparks. That's four for the Knights, and Thompson will check in for Sparks as Coach Keys is giving them, you know, quick breathers. And
trying to do a little too much, it seems. It's regional. Everything will calm down here in just a couple minutes. But got to make sure the score is just close enough so it doesn't have to be a bad comeback possibility. On top to Cowart. Cowart drives, kicks ahead to Turner. Turner catch and shoot 18-footer. Too long. Board is taken up by Danville. And Addie Thompson will tackle in midair Haley Goodwin, or Godwin, the freshman. Yep. Danville just keeps on getting talent after talent, no matter the grade level.
That's the team second. Thompson's. Our team's third. Yeah, Addie's first.
Gould from underneath to pass it in for Danville. Nearly 5 seconds, yep. And it will be. Yep. Good defense by Northview, forcing a turnover on the Warriors.
Good switching there. Addie Thompson and Macy Timmerman switched there in the face of the Danville defender. Aaliyah just turned
Aaliyah
it over.
Bad pass, turns it over. Ball's loose and picked up by Addie Thompson. So caught a break there. Big thanks to Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Thompson fakes left, goes right to Owens on the right wing, back on top to Ritchie.
Got a size mismatch inside. They need to get it inside to Lundy.
Owens ahead to Jenny Lundy on the right corner. Driving the right baseline. Quickly double team. Throws it up. Too long. Northview not having the best offensive start here early on. Collier.
Travel.
Drives. 10-footer on the baseline. Her length is deadly, and she knocks it down. 8-2, Danville. Northview's got to get something going on the offensive end. 2:35 to go in the opening quarter. Lundy goes left to right on your radio dial. Lundy picks it up, needs some help, bounces it ahead to Addie Thompson. She'll drive left side, throws it up, doesn't touch the rim. It's loose, and last touch by Danville. Northview will remain with the possession.
Addie Thompson's shot wasn't, you know, it wasn't a good look at the basket. One more dribble, she had her girl beat. One more dribble, and she'd have got through to it.
They're going to take the freshman out, Aaliyah Owens and Macy Timmerman, as Sparks and Buell check back in. Coach Keys yells, I want one good possession of five game. 2:14, 8-2. Lundy on the left side. Lundy up top to Buell. Swings it quickly to Thompson. Driving to the bucket, had Jenny, won't give it to her. Now it's Buell on the left side. On top to Lundy.
Oh, Sparks wide open.
Lundy, 18-footer. Jenny Lundy knocks it down.
Lundy with her first 2 points of the game, and they had Sparks wide open on the mismatch.
8-4. Danville on top. Under two to go.
I like to see Jenny with the confidence, though, and that's what senior leadership will give you.
Haley Godwin off to Collier. Hands off to Peyton Turner. Swings in the corner. Three-pointer from Godwin. Short. Offensive rebound. It's loose. Picked up by Northview again. Buell needs some help. She'll just throw it away, and Patterson steals it. Now Gould for an 18-footer. Off the mark. Sparks comes in and knocks Collier in the face. It'll be a foul. Why did Buell panic?
I don't know. She should have held on to the ball and made a good decision, but...
A minute 29, 8-4. Only a four-point differential here in the first quarter.
And it could be a 14-point differential.
Ahead. Ooh. Nearly lost it. Gets in the hands of Godwin. Up top to Gould. A minute 24 to go. Swings at the Patterson, who's back in the game. Drives on Richie. Blows by everybody and just misses the layup. Addie Thompson has it. Thompson across the timeline. Gould's playing tight defense, hip to hip. Hands off to Richie. Richie dribbles a little bit towards mid-circle. Ahead to Thompson now. Thompson, left side. This defense by Danville is not letting Northview breathe.
Nope. But you know what? Just like every other school, nobody's guarding Sophia Buell.
Sparks ahead to Richie. Richie thought about the three, won't take it. Now it's Sparks in the corner. Her three's blocked. Swatted out of bounds by Ella Collier, and it's Northview's ball with 48 seconds. Make sure you join us for our halftime show. Brought to you by Sonic Drive-In with two locations, Fort Harrison and Lafayette in North Terre Haute and State Road 46 east of Terre Haute. Sparks to inbound in front of Danville's bench. Gets it off to Thompson. Thompson ahead. Turnover. Patterson going the other way. Throws up the layup. Missed. And a follow-through from Danville's Haley Gillespie knocks it in. 10-4. The energy just... seems off a bit here early on.
Who scored that one?
Gillespie. Buell lobs inside to Jenny. Jenny goes up, fouled hard, and she'll go to the free throw line for two attempts. Now, if we struggled on one thing last week in the championship of the sectional game, it was free throws at the beginning of the ball game.
Yeah.
Can't do that here.
That foul was on number 12. That's Peyton Turner, her first, team second.
Lundy all by herself at the charity stripe. First attempt short. Big thanks to U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Call now and receive 5 applications and pay for only 4. Call 812-605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, a proud supporter of Northview Sports. Lundy needs to knock this down to make it a 5-point game. Lundy does that. 10-5. Danville up by 5 on the Great Dane scoreboard. 20 seconds. Danville, a smart team, will probably go for the last shot. Gillespie on the right side, feeds it right corner to Godwin. Godwin drives, left hand, throws it up, no good. Off the fingertips of Buell, and here comes Patterson for a layup, and she'll miss. Lundy's got it, 5 seconds, and it's going to be kicked off the foot of Jenny Lundy. 3.4, Danville has the basketball. Ella Collier's not in the game. They're going to bring in Kelsey Heaton real quick for some size, and hopefully Jenny Lundy doesn't pick up a second foul. That's smart coaching by Coach Keys there.
Yeah, 3.4 seconds. So.
Got to make sure it's not have time to catch and shoot. 10-5. Gillespie to pass in. Danville trying to find Patterson. Instead throws in the corner, out of bounds with 1.7 to go. And it was last touched by Danville. Turnover on the Warriors. Northview doesn't have much time, but they got to hurry up and go.
That went off Maddie Patterson's forehead. She didn't look at her. She's disgusted because it was right to her. Yep. It went right between her hands and off her forehead.
Buell just gives to Heaton. Off to Buell. Hail Mary pass. Won't even be close. And we'll go to the second quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. Danville 10, Northview 5. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. You're listening to Regional Basketball on Timeless Classics, WAMB. Your home.
Hometown Pharmacy.
I always hear my mother and father talking about old-fashioned service and how the days of being treated special just don't happen anymore. Then I always say, what about Lynn's Pharmacy? More than just a friendly staff, Lynn's Pharmacy has trained, knowledgeable people. Old-fashioned service, the latest equipment and care, plus all the great treats that you can only get at the soda fountain at Lynn's. It's easy to be cutting edge, especially when you do it the old-fashioned way.
Here at Lynn's Pharmacy.
Downtown Brazil.
The Northview Lady Knights are 3A girls basketball sectional champions. The city of Brazil takes this time to congratulate the team and coaches for winning the sectional. All city of Brazil officials and employees, as well as the entire community, are proud of our girls basketball team. The city of Brazil is rooting for the Lady Knights at the regional this Saturday. Bring home a championship. This message presented and paid for by the city of Brazil. Go Northview Lady Knights. Bring it home. We are proud of you.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Timeless Classics WAMB. Danville Community High School, 10-5. Danville on top. First quarter, not the greatest offensively for either team, but Northview gets a chance to cut it to a one-possession game to begin the second quarter. Addie Thompson going left to right, gives it off to Richie up top to Buell. Buell nearly gets it taken away, but Addie Thompson lobs it to Jenny Lundy. Has the size advantage. Lundy with the foul, count the bucket, and Jenny Lundy for a possible three-point play coming in the near future.
That's Jenny Lundy's first points here of the second quarter. Gets her to five. Fouls on number 11. That's Chloe Gould, her first, the team's third.
Lundy, three-point play is good. They switched defensively for Danville, which allowed the smaller Gould to go against Lundy, and Northview saw that right away. 10-8. Danville on top. Collier drives. Right baseline. Throws in the corner to Patterson. Patterson, 10-footer. Rolls around. No good. Buell gets the rebound, and they're going to call an over-the-back. No, a jump ball.
Jump ball, yep.
Not an over-the-back. That's what Coach Keyes wants.
Nope. Jump ball. That shot was put up by 13.
Gould inbound from underneath. Trying to find somebody. Lobs it ahead high to Katie Davis. Davis back to Gould. You have the starting five back in there for Danville. Cowart now hands off to Patterson. Kicks in the corner. Gould thought about the three. Won't take it. Now it's Collier. Swings it. Danville travels.
Yep. First turnover here for Jenny Cowart.
Jenna Cowart.
Cowart.
With the turnover, shuffle the feet. 10-8. Northview a chance to retake the lead or tie the ball game here. Jenny Lundy has the basketball. She'll go left to right on your radio dial. 7:08 to go in the second quarter of play. Addie Thompson on the right wing. Ahead to Sparks. Now Lundy. Lundy pump fakes. Drives. Can't take the shot. Nearly traveled. Needs some help. And there's going to be a
3-second call on Sparks.
Sparks was just standing in the middle of the lane, wasn't she?
Yep. Standing there cheerleading instead of moving. And Steve caught on to that real quick. And
no timeout was called, so Danville will have the basketball. Gould up top near the volleyball line.
Knights with 8 turnovers in that first quarter.
Gould on top, swings at the Collier on the right wing. Collier guarded by Sparks. Hands it off to Davis now. Davis on top to Patterson. Patterson covered by Richie. Swings it to Cowart. Cowart, they're doing a lot of handing off and driving. Now it's a wide open 10-footer. Too strong there by Katie Davis. Rebounded by Buell.
That's Davis' first shot attempt at the of the day and is off the front of the rim. And
Addie Thompson
here. Tie it up.
Finds Richie. They're going to have Ella Collier guarding Haley Richie, and that's smart. Jenny Lundy to tie it up, and she will. 10-10 with 6:10 to go in the first half. And Coach Kaylee May for Danville wants a timeout. We'll take one with him. But first, big thanks to Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. Quick 30-second break on WAMB.
Is your furnace acting up? Get it fixed or replaced today by calling Clay County Furnace Heating and Cooling. With 52 years of exceptional service to our community, Clay County Furnace Heating and Cooling is your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. From heat pumps to gas, electric, or oil furnaces, they service all makes and models. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, a legacy of home comfort. Call 812-446-3301. Clay County Furnace, Heating, and Cooling.
Timberland Lumber Company offers superior building materials and provides the highest quality workmanship and customer service possible. Check out our rental department for do-it-yourself projects. Dedicated and responsible for nearly 50 years, Timberland continues to exceed your expectations every step of the way. For all your building or home repair needs, shop local at Timberland, US 40 West in Brazil. Call 812-446-2397.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Bambo swinging it up top. Gould drives to the bucket. Throws up the right hand. No good. Rebounded by Aaliyah Owens. And Owens will drive up court. Slows it down now. Lobs it ahead to Timmerman. Macy Timmerman up top. Bounced it off to Owens in the corner. Swings it back on top. Timmerman will slow it down. Timmerman drives right side. Covered by Patterson. Lobs it ahead to Sparks. Back to Owens. Cross court to Richie. Richie lobs it ahead to Jenny Lundy. Lundy left hand. Too strong. 5 minutes to go. 10-10. And here comes Danville. Coward ahead to Collier. Collier thought about the three. Instead finds Gould for three. And Chloe Gould won't knock it down. And Danville saves it in the corner.
Maddie Patterson got hit on Lundy's shot. And she's dizzy out there.
Collier open for three. Just inside the rim, no good. Rebounded by Aaliyah Owens. Cowart looks like she's in, or not Cowart, Patterson. Patterson looks like she's in pain.
She's dizzy. She's not even.
You got to stop the game. Sparks picks it up near midcourt. She can dribble behind the back. Hands off to Timmerman. Timmerman drives the bucket. Spins away. Needs some help. Finds Jenny Lundy in the corner. Lundy slows it down and gives it back to senior point guard Mikayla Sparks. Sparks drives, right hand, too strong, rebounded by Collier.
I don't know if the bench official sees it or not, but 33, she's just staggered out there. She doesn't, you know.
Someone needs to let him know because
yeah,
she looks
she
in
pain.
She
keeps holding her head. And
Collier, right side, ahead to Gould. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Now it's going to be Davis on the right wing. She'll take a few dribbles, fire the shot ahead in the right side. Up top to Collier, nearly stolen away by Sparks. Collier drives, right baseline, just underneath the block, and she'll miss. Rebounded by Lundy. Big thanks to Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Chad Schottmeyer, Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Sparks on the left side. She'll drive, fires ahead to Lundy in the left corner. 3.5 to go in the first half of play. Plenty of time, 10-10. Danville has yet to score in the second quarter. Richie has yet to score either, has the basketball, lobs ahead to Lundy. Lundy double-teamed, ahead to Richie, wide open. Richie for three, and Haley Richie leaves it long, and Aaliyah Owens chases the rebound, and they're going to say it's last touch by Owens, Danville ball.
Yeah, Aaliyah should have stayed back because that would have not been off her, but the official just seen it come off her finger. And they still didn't take out Maddie Patterson.
Aaliyah Owens, or Haley Richie, has only taken two shots, and neither of them have been clean. Danville looking to score their first points in the second quarter with 3 minutes to go in the first half.
Great defense by the Knights. We're at 3-2.
Cowart ahead to Gould. Gould will have the basketball on top of the arc. Trying to find Patterson. Patterson catch and shoot three. Patterson knocks it down.
Well, she must be all right, Corey, because she just found nothing but the bottom of the net.
Timmerman gets it across midcourt very quickly. Dribbling around. She's in trouble. Patterson just takes it away. And they're going to call
Timmerman.
Foul on Macy Timmerman.
Yeah, she reached up, grabbed a hold of it. And second turnover for the Knights.
Big thanks to Timberland Home Center. Shop local at Timberland, U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. Call 812-446-2397. 13-10. Danville on top by three with 2.5 to go. Patterson drives left baseline. Underneath the basket, finds Collier. Aaliyah Owens had the back turn. You can't do that. Collier and Danville have back-to-back threes. Sparks set the check right back in. Owens just had her back turn. Didn't even know Collier was in the corner there.
And like that, the Knights shut down. You know, the 5-0 run by the Knights, and now a 6-0 run by Danville. And
Lundy in some trouble. Finds Timmerman, and Coach Keyes wants a timeout with 2:01 to go. We'll take one with them. Danville 16, Northview 10 on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Call Sean Wheeler, 812-443-0161, or stop by 715 East Jackson Street in Brazil.
Are you ready for a fresh look? Nailed It Nail Salon is hosting their second annual Hearts for Paws event. With a new location at 2 East National Avenue in Brazil, Nailed It has partnered up with These Cuts and will be donating $2 from every nail and hair service to the Clay County Humane Society during the entire month of February. They are also accepting monetary donations for this cause. Nail and hair services for this Hearts for Paws event can be scheduled by calling 531-5554.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Coming out of the timeout, Danville forces a Northview turnover, and Collier has the ball for the Warriors. Swings ahead to Cowart, right baseline. Spins away back to Collier. Thought about the three. She'll shoot it anyway, and it's rolling off no good. Rebounded by Lundy. Down six with a minute 25 to go in the first half. Michaela Sparks going left to right on your radio dial. Sparks will draw the foul. Collier picks up her first.
Four team fouls for Danville, five for the Knights.
Addie Thompson brings it across midcourt, a minute 15 coming out of bounds. Ahead to Jenny Lundy. Lundy throws it up, too strong. Everything's been too strong for her tonight. Now it's Patterson across the timeline. Gould has it near midcourt. Northview's yet to hit a three, I don't think, right?
No, no threes yet.
Collier now drives off to Cowart. Cowart spins away, nearly taken away by Buell. Buell's riding her on the hip. Back on top to Gould to slow it down to 50 seconds to go. Gould, Peyton Turner now left wing, leaving it all by herself. Instead of shooting, she'll get it off to Cowart. Back to Turner. Hands off to Patterson. Patterson up top, 35 seconds in the first half. Now it's Turner on the right side, driving. Cowart up top to Gould. 30 seconds, down six is Northview. 16-10. Northview needs a stop here. Cowart driving, throws it out wide to Collier. Two Northview Knights fell down. Peyton Turner all by herself won't take it. And now Danville's going to take even more time off the clock. 12 seconds. Gould hands off. Collier. Collier picks up her dribble near the free throw line. Throws it ahead to Gould in the corner. Throws up a floater, rebounded by Buell. And now it's Addie Thompson. Thompson at the buzzer. And no. So we're going to the halftime break. Danville 16, Northview 10. It could be a lot worse. Only down 10. Stay with us on our Sonic Drive-In Halftime Show when we come back. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark on Timeless Classics. WAMB.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Loren Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Loren Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
Garmon Construction is proud to support the Northview Lady Knights as they head off to Danville to compete in the regional basketball tournament. Garmon Construction knows that hard work, dedication, and putting forth extra effort produces winning results, and they're excited to see these habits instilled in high school athletes. Since 1923, Garmon Construction has built more than buildings. They've built a reputation. Garmon Construction says best of luck to the Northview Lady Knights and looks forward to their continued success in life.
Wild weather fluctuations have our roads in a mess, and now's the time to check your tires. Let Bedwell Tire and Battery do it for you. Service is the secret to their success. Family owned and operated at 212 East National Avenue in Brazil. Check with them first for high quality tires and batteries. You know, winter weather can be pretty hard on both, and they've got prices for all budgets, and all are top of the line quality. Bedwell Tire and Battery. They want your family to be safe on the road.
VFW Post 1127 in Brazil understands the unique bond you share with other veterans of overseas conflicts because they too have been there. The VFW has been the nation's leading veteran service organization in the fight to better the lives of all of those who've worn the uniform of the United States military. No matter which conflict called you to service, Post 1127 invites you to join. For more information about membership, visit the Brazil VFW Post 1127 at 303 South Depot Street. No one does more for veterans than the VFW.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Timeless Classics WAMB. Big thanks to Sonic Drive-In of two locations, Fort Harrison, Lafayette, and North Terre Haute, and State Road 46 east of Terre Haute for being our halftime sponsor. Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. Brad, offense, not really a thing in the first half. 16-10 at Danville on top by six.
Yeah, Jenny Lundy with 8 points and Michaela Sparks with two, and that's it for the Knights. The big thing so far, Corey, is turnovers. First quarter, the Knights with 8 turnovers. Second quarter, the Knights with 3 turnovers. Jenny Lundy with 3, Sparks with 3. You know, for Danville, Ella Collier with 9, Maddie Patterson with 3, Chloe Gould with 2, and off the bench, Haley Gillespie with 2 points. Turnover situation for Danville, 3.
And Northview has how many, you said?
Northview's, we had 8 and 3, so we got 11.
7:20 to go until they get back for the third quarter. What have you noticed here in the first half? I know not a lot of offense, but to be only down 6, that's a positive, right?
Our defense has been really strong. You think about this. We've held a high-powered Danville team that's probably averaging 50, 53 points a game to 16.5. You know, and I don't think they can come out and score 50 in the second half. I really don't. I mean, so we're in this 16-10. You'd think that was a first break score, but it's not. It's halftime.
Yep. We'll take another quick break. We'll break down the first half and more when we come back on Timeless Classics WAMB.
I've survived all kinds of winters. This year's different, though. When the temperatures dip lower than my spurs, I warm up with a hearty chili bowl from Sonic. Packed with beef, veggies, and bold seasonings, it's so delicious I wrote home about it. Best letter I ever got, too. It's hearty enough to eat all on its own. I'm not crying. It's the onions. I swear.
Ride into Sonic for new hearty chili bowls. This is how you Sonic. Tax not included. See menu for details for limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Are you thinking about doing something for you? Maybe a mani-pedi, invigorating facial, or relaxing massage. New Elegant Salon and Spa offers everything you need to pamper you, including products and services from microdermabrasion to dermaplaning. And don't forget to ask about lash lift, which dramatically curls your natural eyelashes. New Elegant Salon and Spa offers you a full array of exceptional spa services. Do something for yourself and experience the rejuvenation that New Elegant Salon and Spa offers. Make an appointment by calling 812-448-9364 or book online.
Hi, this is Mavery Bridgewaters on behalf of the 4th Annual Creighton Hunter Quinn 3-on-3 Memorial Foundation Basketball Tournament. Saturday, April 20th, 9 a.m., Van Buren Elementary, Brazil, Indiana. Ages 8 to adult, up to 4 players, double elimination over 100 teams. The Creighton Hunter Quinn Memorial Foundation has given out 6 scholarships since 2015. And with your help, we can score some more.
When you've been around longer than any other insurance agency in the area, you must be doing something right. This is John Kokenauer of Kokenauer Insurance. For 5 generations, my family has been serving the insurance needs of this community. As an independent insurance agency, our focus is finding you the best protection at the best price. Auto, home, life, medical, or business insurance, we do it all. Call or stop in today. Coconair Insurance is located at 15 North Walnut Street in downtown Brazil.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We're on the air on the halftime show on Timeless Classics WAMB. Our stream is back up. If someone was having an issue with our streaming on WAMBradio.com and the stream wasn't working for you or somebody you know, make sure you let them know that it is back up on WAMBradio.com. We had a power outage last night with the weather and one of the computers went off. But we're back here on the halftime show. In the first round of regionals, a chance to go to the regional championship later on tonight at 8 o'clock. The winner of this game will take on Benton Central. Benton Central is able to come back and knock off a very, very good team in Chatard. They won that game by one after a buzzer beater layup goes in. It's 16-10 at the break for Brad Wallace. I'm Corey Clark. Danville has the lead by six. It was 10-10 at one point, but since then, Danville went on a quick 6-0 run thanks to a Patterson three-pointer and an Ella Collier three-pointer. And offense hasn't been the thing to talk about. Defense has been fantastic, and if Northview could just find a way to get some open shots, Richie scoreless, everybody scoreless, but Sparks with two and Lundy with eight. Got to find a way to get some more scoring from your team, Brad.
Well, the Danville defense has taken Haley Richie out of the game, and we expected that. And, you know, Jenny Lundy has worked downside, but inside, but we just can't get her the ball because we're trying to feed it over the top. We can't get it over the top. You know, they've got a couple girls, Corey, that are listed at 6 foot. Well, they got one listed. Yeah, two listed at 6 foot, Collier and Katie Davis. And they are a true 6 foot. You know, Jenny Lundy, she's listed on the line. And so I hope that didn't go out through there, but whatever that was a blitz, and now we got an echo. So
yeah, I hear that.
Jenny Lundy, you know, she's not a true 6'1", so you gotta throw it 7 foot to get it to her. You know, I'd like to see us go more to the ground and feed it on the backside on the baseline and get it to her.
So let's take our final halftime break. When we come back, the third quarter will begin on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
Timberland Lumber Company offers superior building materials and provides the highest quality workmanship and customer service possible. Check out our rental department for do-it-yourself projects. Dedicated and responsible for nearly 50 years, Timberland continues to exceed your expectations every step of the way. For all your building or home repair needs, shop local at Timberland, US 40 West in Brazil. Call 812-446-2397.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Two Guys Pies has a passion for pizza, and they want to invite all Northview fans and their families to come and enjoy their fresh food following the regional game this Saturday. Two Guys Pies is a family-owned business located just down the road from Danville Community High School at 55 East Main Street in Danville. Enjoy their fresh variety of pizza, their salad bar, and more. Visit www.twoguyspies.pizza to view their menu. Two Guys Pies is excited to meet you and your family following the game.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Danville Community High School. Thanks for joining us on the halftime show brought to you by Sonic Drive-In. The halftime score, Danville 16, Northview at 10. We're about to get underway here. The Northview Knights will have the basketball. Sophia Buell set to bring it in, and Danville's going to come out here with a little bit of a press, Brad.
Yeah, the thing about it, Corey, is they're going to have to make the adjustment as we did because they did not give us, you know, they didn't hold us. You know, Arch Lundy, they didn't hold her down as she got her 8 points.
Addie Thompson has it on top, fires it ahead to Lundy on top of the arc. Lundy hands off to Sparks, drives right side for an easy layup, and they got on the board. 16-12. Danville on top now just by four.
You can see Zach Keys made the change there at halftime and told them attack the basket on the weak side, and it worked.
Now it's Collier, 10-footer, knocks it down. Back to 18-12. Full court press as Michaela Sparks has the basketball. Addie Thompson near top of the arc. Thompson holds at the 7:15 mark in the third quarter. Fakes it. Lundy. Now to Sparks. Ball's loose. And Sparks fights for it. Patterson has it. And they're going to call a jump ball, and it'll stay with Danville.
Turnover by Jenny Lundy, first of the second half.
And Sparks comes up in a little bit of pain. 7:10 to go in the third quarter of play. Big thanks to Two Guys Pies, located at 55 East Main Street in Danville, inviting all Northview fans to enjoy family dining at Two Guys Pies following the regional game.
Well, official trying to defuse Sparks and...
Defuse Sparks?
Yeah, she was talking one of the other girls and brief timeout there.
Dambo quick jump shot will be off the mark, and they're going to call a foul. Reaching over the back will be Katie Davis, and it'll be Northview basketball.
Katie Davis with her first foul, team's first foul, the second half.
Buell to inbound to full court press. Gets it off to Jenny Lundy. Lobs it ahead to Sparks. Ball's taken away. Not a good pass at all in this situation. Now it's Cowart coming the other way. Up top to Collier. Collier spins it away to Gould. Gould on top of the arc will slow it down. Now Cowart right wing. Lobs it ahead to Gould in the corner. Gould, skip pass. Davis up top. Takes a few dribbles. Back on top to Gould. Ahead to Cowart. Cowart for three off the mark. Rebounded by Sparks. 6-point game, Northview's basketball. Senior point guard Addie Thompson will bring it across midcourt. Bounce it off to Richie on the left wing. Ahead to Buell. Back to Thompson. Lobs it. Tipped away. Gould knew what they were doing. Not a good pass. They keep trying to lob it over the top of people, Brad.
And I've said that. You know, that was the key to the first half, all the turnovers. And we started the same way, and we get a travel by Maddie Patterson. That's her third turnover.
6:07, 18-12. Buell, bullet pass to Haley Ritchie. She'll slow it down, hand off to Sparks. Now it's Sparks going the other way, going right to left on your radio dial. Two Knights collide. Thompson in trouble, needs some help. She's double-teamed. And
got a body foul.
Yep.
Nope, timeout.
Coach Keyes will take a timeout. We'll take one with him. Danville 18, Northview 12. 5:55 to go in the third quarter on WAMB. Quick break on WAMB.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
The staff and employees of PDF Incorporated Process Development and Fabrication want to wish the Northview Lady Knights basketball team good luck as they travel to Danville High School and play in the regional round of the state tournament. PDF Incorporated is located at 10102 North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated is a specialty design and manufacturing facility producing parts. To view their job openings, visit their website at www.pdf-inc.com/careers. And go Lady Knights!
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Buell has the basketball, finds Aaliyah Owens for the 18-footer, leaves it short. Ball's loose, picked up by Patterson. Now it's ahead. Gould has the basketball mid-logo, swings it left wing in the hands of Cowart. Cowart will drive. Now it's Collier on the right wing, screen from Patterson. Inside to Davis on Jenny Lundy. Just throws it up. No good. It's loose. Rebounded by Addie Thompson. Thompson across the timeline. Just tries to lob it over somebody again. It's another turnover. Why do they keep doing that?
Well, that's two for Addie Thompson here in the third quarter. And the travel there. Quick, Ella Collier picks up her first turnover as she stepped into her dribble.
Northview keeps getting, I guess, laid off here. Because North Danville only up by six.
Yep.
Under five to go in the third quarter. 18-12, Danville on top. Lundy going right to left. Lundy across the timeline. Bounces it off to Timmerman. finds Richie now on the left wing. Richie, chest pass to Timmerman up top. She'll drive and hands off to Jenny Lundy. Lundy loses off her foot. It's on the ground. Lundy bounces it ahead to Owens. And now it's trying to get to Richie over the top. Can't do it. Someone's down hurt. That's Ella Collier. Richie for three. Air ball. And it's loose. Last touch by Danville. It'll stay with Northview. But Ella Collier is on the ground and in some pain. And that's not what you want to see from Danville.
No, but Richie on that three-pointer, she was on the ground too because she was knocked out. But the official was attending to Collier and didn't see the tackle.
Inside the Lundy. Lundy should have an easy two, and she will. 18-14. Danville only on top by four. And let's see if that injury to Collier bothers her at all.
Well, Patterson got knocked down in the second, and she come back and drained a three-pointer when we thought she was out of it. Got a turnover by Danville.
Beal forces a travel on Jenna Cowart.
Good defense there by Buell to stay in her hip pocket.
Jenny Lundy going right to left. 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Lundy spins away, covered by Gould. Lundy pushes off, doesn't get called for it, and throws right off the thigh of Sophia Buell, and that's going to be a turnover.
That's three for Jenny Lundy just here in the third.
Either too hard of a pass or Buell just didn't try and catch it.
No, it was right into the kneecap, and it looked, Buell's even walking funny because she chucked it right off of her left knee.
Under four to go in the third. Gould has it up top. Covered by freshman Timmerman. Now it's Collier. Aaliyah Owens has the assignment of guarding her. Collier's being aggressive. Throws it inside. Wide open layup will be missed. Ball is loose, and Gould chases it down. Now ahead to Cowart. Thought about the three. Now she'll take it off the mark. And there's going to be a foul on the floor. And that might have been a smart foul there on Sophia Buell because the layup would have been made by Danville.
Yep, Sophia Buell picks up her second foul. Team's first.
Big thanks to staff and employees of PDF Inc. Process Development and Fabrication located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. Good luck, Lady Knights. 18-14, 3.5 to go. Peyton Turner has it in the corner. Ahead to Patterson. Patterson, covered by Haley Ritchie. Bounced it ahead to Collier now on the right wing. Collier backing Owens down. In the corner to Peyton Turner for three. The senior knocks it down. 21-14. Back to a seven-point game for Danville.
Peyton Turner with her first 3 points of the game.
Ritchie loses it. Ball's picked up by Lundy. She'll be tackled by Peyton Turner. It'll be Northview basketball out of bounds.
That's Turner's second team foul, team's third.
Broadcast brought to you in part by C.C. Cook & Son Lumber Company, Highway 40 in Reelsville, offering durable wood bricks for your home or business.
Almost over and back call.
Owens ahead to Sparks on the left side. Spins away, out top to Richie. Richie had the open three but didn't take it. Now it's Sparks who hands off to Owens. Collier's not letting Haley Richie breathe. Lundy finds Sparks, kicks it out to Richie, gets it blocked. Collier knocks down Richie, no threes call, but Jenny Lundy gets the board, and they'll reset with Buell up top.
Richie 0 for 4, and three of them have been tipped or blocked.
Lundy inside, has on the left block, throws up the layup, and leaves it short. Here comes Gould. Well, knocked away from behind, and it's a turnover on Danville as Haley Richie has it for Northview. Up top to Owens. Aaliyah swings it to Sparks on the left wing, drives towards the middle, kicks it out on top to Lundy. Now it's Aaliyah Owens. Owens covered by Collier. Lobs it ahead to Jenny Lundy. Ball's batted out of bounds by Peyton Turner. Northview's ball, but they're down seven, and Macy Timmerman is set to check in.
Lundy's going to come out. She asked Coach Keys to come out. She said she needed a break. So now we got a five-guard set. Let's see what the Knights can do here with 2 minutes to go in the third period.
Timmerman on the right wing will drive, spins away, loses it on the ground. Another turnover at the head to Cowart. Richie will chase it down. Missed layup, but the putback is no good either. And that's going to be out of bounds. It'll be a foul on Danville and Peyton Turner for reaching over the back.
Well, that was a good call there. Macy Timmerman with the turnover, but very good hustle there by Richie to get back and contest that layup. No foul by Richie, and she tipped it off the backboard.
They got to get it across the timeline. They will. Jenny Lundy's out of the ball game. Leah Owens penetrates. Now back on top. Just tries to dribble between two defenders. Misses it. Now it's Cowart from behind. Will drive. Slow it down up top. Fires it to Collier. Right corner for three. Ella Collier puts Danville on top by 10. And Northview has no answer.
24-14. 1:15 to go in the first. Or in the third.
Sparks spins away, drives right baseline. Haley Ritchie wide open in the corner. Haley Ritchie answers for her first 3 points of the ball game.
We need five more of those real quick. Lundy sets to check back in with Addie Thompson here with just a minute to go.
Only a seven-point game. Godwin has it on the right corner. Godwin hands off to Turner. Now Collier. Collier, 18-footer, got it. She's going to get that shot all day, and she'll knock it down. 26-17.
Collier with 16.
Ritchie says she'll take it herself. You don't see her doing this too often. Gives it off to Sparks. 34 seconds, 9-point game. Danville on top on the Great Dane scoreboard, 26-17. Ritchie up top. Pulls up for three, just shoots it. It rolls around no good. Batted away by Buell and rebounded by Collier.
Just missed that, did Ritchie. And
you don't hate that at all.
Nope, it was a good shot, even though it was 23 seconds left on the clock. But when you're trailing by seven, you need to get all the time you can. So
Gould inside to Collier. Collier has 5 seconds, drives baseline, right hand, got it. And that's how the third quarter will end, 28-17. Big thanks to Wellness for Life, Healthcare Redefined, 3495 South 4th Street in Terre Haute. We're at Danville Community High School in Northview Trails, 28-17 on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Members and inform you that we have rebates that include HVAC, lighting, compressed air systems, and variable frequency drives. This program is for retrofit and new construction. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
C.C. Cook & Son Lumber Company, Highway 40 in Reelsville, now offers wood bricks. Wood bricks make any space look beautiful. You can stain or paint them for the look you want. Wood bricks are easy to install and are durable. Cook Lumber also features live edge lumber, great for tables, counter, and bar tops. Cook Lumber provides the hardwood lumber for baseboards, top shelves, and other aspects of your project. And they buy standard lumber. Visit cooklumber.com or call Brent at 765-672-4235.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Big thanks to First Farmers Bank and Trust. Come see us for your banking needs anytime. Back here at Danville Community High School, if Northview has any chance of moving on to the regional championship, it's got to be here in this fourth quarter of play. Ella Collier just took over in the last 2 minutes of the third, Brad.
Well, the thing about it, Corey, we was outscored there 12-7 after we got back into this with the 5 points right off the bat to start the, you know, the third, and then we've just faltered since then.
Addie Thompson inside the Lundy, hands off to Sparks, kicks it out to Ritchie for three. Haley Ritchie alone leaves it long. Just not the night for anybody here tonight so far. Danville has the basketball, down 11.
To think we scored 23 in the first period last Saturday, and we've got 17 starting the fourth.
Yeah. And there's going to be a quick offensive foul or
no,
turnover.
Chloe Gould called with carrying the basketball.
Big thanks to Hoosier Homes and Lands. It's a great time to list your property. We have buyers now. Call Teresa Harden Ringo today at Hoosier Home and Lands in Brazil. Thompson jump stops, throws it ahead to Lundy. She's double teamed, throws up the shot. She'll be fouled. And Lundy goes to the line for two attempts.
Fouls on number 13. That's Ella Collier. That's her second. And team's fifth. 5-1 on the fouls.
28-17. 7:23 to go in the ball game. Aaliyah Owens set the check in. Lundy needs to knock both these down. And she'll knock down at number one. Broadcast brought to you in part by Shelter Insurance agent Sean Wheeler, located at 715 East Jackson Street in Brazil. Lundy again from the charity stripe. Throws it up and in. Back to a 9-point game, Brad. 7:23 to go, 28-19. Gould has the basketball going left to right. Gould races past Thompson, back to the top of the arc, and Turner steals it. It's Sparks. Sparks has it, intercepts it. She'll push it ahead, and they're going to say it's off the fingertips of Sparks, out of bounds. No contact called on Gould there, Brad?
There was contact, but it wasn't called, so turnover to turnover.
Collier just getting past everybody, going to the bucket, floater, and fouled from behind by Sparks trying to block the shot.
Sparks upset because she thought she was fouled, and she come back and does the same thing. Coach Keyes is going to give her a break.
Coach Keyes trying to coach his way into this. 28-19, it's a nine-point game. We'll hear from Coach Zach Keyes following the game regardless of the outcome. Ella Collier, one of the better free throw shooters you'll see in this tournament. Career plus of 90% knocks down number one.
That's her 19th point of the game, trying for 20.
And she will. Big thanks to Lynn's Pharmacy in downtown Brazil, your hometown pharmacy. Ahead, Lundy in trouble, finds Addie Thompson across midcourt. Thompson dribbles, throws in the corner to Richie, off the chest, out of bounds, turnover on Northview again. 30-19.
That's Richie's first turnover. Got a warning to the coach and to Addie Thompson. The official talking to Addie about her comments after the whistle.
Collier brings it going left to right. Lobs it ahead to Gould across midcourt. 11-point game. Offense is non-existent in either of these teams tonight. Peyton Turner gets an 18-footer, and she'll miss. Ball's loose, rebounded by Owens, and she'll bring it up the court. Need some scoring here and quick. Doesn't have to be threes either.
Vince Marietta listening to us back at Northview after the boys' practice.
Owens behind the back on the right wing, ahead to Addie Thompson. 6:20 to go, 30-19. It's 11-point game. They're going to call a reach-in foul there on Jenna Cowart for Danville.
That's her second, team sixth. And, Vince, we didn't get to talk to Vince or Coach Byram last night after the boys' game was canceled due to flooding. I seen a post on IHSA sites. It's the first time that anything's been reported as a postponement due to flooding.
Yes, that was crazy. Lobs it ahead out of bounds to Jenny Lundy, one-on-one. Loses it off her foot. Northview is just having trouble hanging on to the basketball.
Yeah, not characteristic for Jenny. She's got eight turnovers here in the game, Corey.
Gould lobs ahead to Patterson on the left wing. Patterson up top, taking a few dribbles towards her right side. Now it's in the hands of Davis. Stolen away. Richie gets it. Now Northview has the ball under six to go. Northview's got to get something going. Their defense is just doing enough, but their offense isn't. Owens covered by Gould. Lobs it ahead to Addie Thompson. Thompson driving ahead to Jenny Lundy. She's quickly quadruple teamed. Gets it out wide to Addie for three. The senior misses it, and it's rebounded by Haley Godwin for Danville. Godwin travels, isn't called. Wow. Gould in the corner. Patterson for three, rolls off. Rebounded out of bounds. It'll be Northview basketball.
Patterson missed that three-pointer after the official missed the travel, but Addie's going to have a seat, and Macy Timmerman checks back in for the Knights.
Sparks still not in the ball game. Owens gets it across midcourt.
21 turnovers so far for the Lady Knights, and to think we're only down by 11.
Timmerman to Buell in the corner to Owens. Owens driving, brings it back out, step back three. Aaliyah Owens gets a step back three.
Knights are going to get in the press now as they cut it down to eight.
Big thanks to the city of Brazil, wishing the Lady Knights best of luck in the regional. 30-22, they're trying to get a trap on. Patterson near the volleyball line.
Yep, under five right now, and Leah Owens with that nice step back, Corey. That's radio doesn't do anything for what that young lady just did. It was an ankle breaker,
And
she threw it right into the net.
Collier drives, gets Jenny Lundy off the block, but the layup is missed down low. Owen saves it to Richie. The layup was missed by Katie Davis. Collier did a fabulous job of the little give and go.
Spread the floor out and let the girl work, is what Coach Keyes said.
4:20 to go, 30-22. Owens has the basketball. Coach Keyes wants a full timeout. How about we take one with him? First, let's thank Clay County Furnace Heating and Cooling in Brazil for sales and service. Call them today, your American Standard Heating and Cooler dealer. On Timeless Classics, WAMB, it's 30-22. We'll be right back.
I've survived all kinds of winters. This year's different, though. When the temperatures dip lower than my spurs, I warm up with a hearty chili bowl from Sonic. Packed with beef, veggies, and bold seasonings, it's so delicious I wrote home about it. Best letter I ever got, too. It's hearty enough to eat all on its own. I'm not crying. It's the onions. I swear.
Ride into Sonic for new hearty chili bowls. This is how you Sonic. Tax not included. See menu for details for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Does this sound like you? Or maybe your inner biker sounds like...
No matter what motorcycle motor is music to your ears, Shelter Insurance has a policy that's music to your wallet.
Shelter insures your fun stuff. Motorcycles to riding mowers, ATVs to RVs, bikes to bass boats. If it rides, rolls, or floats, we can cover it. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Call Sean Wheeler, 812-443-0161, or stop by 715 East Jackson Street in Brazil.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Huh? Yeah. Welcome back on Timeless Classics, WAMB. It's Danville 30, Northview 22. After Aaliyah Owens gets a three, forcing a Danville turnover, and now the Knights have the basketball. You have Sparks, Richie, Owens, Timberman, and Jenny Lundy, their best offensive lineup out there. Timberman travels.
21 turnovers.
They bring her in to make a play instead of Addie Thompson. And she just took a step and kind of second-guessed if she wanted to pass it or not. Big thanks to Timmerman Barber Stylists and Auctioneers, Highway 59 south of Brazil, for all your auctioneering needs.
TG and his dad's been doing it for many years. His dad's been doing it longer than I've been alive. And I'm twice your age, Corey.
Collier gets in the left corner. 4 minutes ago, down eight, Danville has the ball. Godwin bounces it off inside to Katie Davis for an 18-footer. Got it. 32-22.
Davis picks up her first 2 points of the game and stretches it to a 10-point lead with 3:45 to go in the game.
Owens off to Buell over in the corner to Richie. Richie just gets it stripped by Collier. There's her steal. Now it's Patterson. Patterson back to Collier, and they're going to call a foul on the floor on Aaliyah Owens. And again, a timely foul. Now the bucket won't count, but Dan will get it underneath. Big thanks to Blackburn Collision Center, located at 14-45 North 8th Street in Terre Haute, where we meet by accident.
Well, Timmerman checks right back in. Some offense-defensive switches.
Cowart now Collier right corner. Catch and shoot three for Collier. Misses it badly. And the rebound's going to be fought for, tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Danville. Also, big thanks to Nailed It, located at 2 East National Avenue in downtown Brazil. Nailed It will donate $2 on every service this month to the Clay County Humane Center. Collier on top to Davis. Davis from the free throw line leaves it strong, but it's another offensive board picked up by Davis, and Davis puts it up and in. Nobody blocked out the shooter, Brad.
Davis got 4 points right here in the last 38 seconds.
34-22, 3 minutes ago. Sparks has it on the right wing. Sparks, cross court to Richie. Richie thought about the three, but won't take it. Instead, throws ahead to Owens. It'll be on the ground, picked up by Owens, and Northview and Coach Keyes takes the timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here for a quick second. Thanks, Lorenz Service. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, a family tradition of excellent automotive service since 1930. 2:58 to go. It's a full timeout, 34-22, Brad. You're asking them to score 12 points here quickly. Let's also thank Garmont Construction Services, building communities since 1923, as well as Bedwell Tire, 212 East National Avenue in Brazil. Service is the secret to our success.
Coach Key's burning through his timeouts here real quick, and you know that's not a good sight just to save that possession when we trail by 12. The girls have got to clamp down. They got to focus. We're not out of this game. You know, it was just a few minutes ago we were down by 7. Then the two free throws and two quick buckets by Katie Davis, you know, there we are.
You know, it's 34-22. You remember the last time it was tied was 10-10.
Yep.
Northview's never led in this ball game. But since that 10-10 break, they've gone a 24-12 lead, basically doubling what Northview has done offensively.
Well, yeah, we scored 5 in the first, 5 in the second, 7 in the third, and we're 5 right here in the fourth. So, you know, it's not quite like what we expected, but you can't take it away from this Danville team. They force so many turnovers because of their length and their size, and that's something we talked about in the pregame. You know, but we're trying to still throw over top of them. You can't. You got to go beside them, around them, or through them.
Here we go. The freshman, Ali Owens, has the basketball. Driving to the right side. Owens kicks it out to Sparks. Another turnover. Now it's up top to Cowart.
I don't think Danville will run much penetration offense.
Nearly stolen away. Owens dives to save it, but it's going to be last touched by Northview. You got to love the hustle.
Yep. Aaliyah got that turnover, and she's frustrated. And that young lady's going to be a superstar. Give her time. You know, I know she's played middle school ball. She hasn't played a lot of extracurricular basketball. So, good thanks to Kokenauer Insurance, your local independent insurance agent located at 15 North Walnut Street in downtown Brazil. Thanks for all your support coming on board, supporting the Lady Knights. Kokenauer Insurance, been a staple of the community for a long time.
Peyton Turner, 3 for Danville, rebounded by Lundy. Gotta go. 2:28 to go, down 12. Timberman across the timeline. Chest pass ahead to Leah Owens. Owens driving to the bucket. Loses it. Just throws it away. And another turnover. And they're going to call a foul on Timmerman for taking the legs out from underneath of Chloe Gould.
Yeah, Timmerman had the ball tip from behind. Knocked it out as she was dribbling, driving to the basket.
Big thanks to VFW Post 1127, located at 303 South Depot Street in Brazil. No one does more for veterans. The veterans of Warren. Foreign Wars.
Sparks gets the basketball after a steal by Owens. Owens tips the pass.
Ahead to Owens up top. Thought about the three. And
ooh, a late whistle.
Travel instead.
Late whistle.
How many turnovers is that in a row now?
That's 2 in a row on Owens.
As a team, though. It's...
Oh, my goodness. We've gotten 4 here since that Keys jump ball timeout.
Hey, look at this. Richie comes in. Here's a lineup we haven't seen all year. Buell, Sparks, Owens, Lundy, and Richie. Trying to get it inbound. Sparks nearly steals it away but falls to the ground. Now it's Collier inside to Turner, back up to Collier.
They're spreading the floor, 4 corners. I can't believe they made a 3-point attempt by Ella Collier in that last possession.
Yeah.
With a 12-point lead under 2 minutes, you know, this is what I would do. Yo-yo at the top of top of the key as Maddie Patterson's got the ball. Nobody's really guarding her, so the clock just continues to tick.
You get this to a minute game, you have to make this a free throw type of game. Collier spins away inside to Turner.
She won't shoot. She kicks it back out. Very disciplined.
That was smart. Big. And there's going to be
offensive foul, yep. Moving screen called on number 11. It's Chloe Gould. That's her third.
Big thanks to Creighton Hunter, Quinn Foundation, helping youth across the Wabash Valley.
They got a 3-on-3 basketball tournament coming up. Find them on Facebook. The Creighton Hunter Quinn Memorial 3-on-3 tournament's held at the old historic Van Buren High School. It's a great thing. You know, Creighton was killed in a car accident 4 years ago, and the families just lived through with memorials and raised money for kids to play.
Lundy behind, gets it to Thompson, a minute 20 to go. Northview's got to start making shots, and they're going to turn over instead. Nope, it'll be Richie in the corner. Richie for 3 off the side of the backboard. Ball's fought for down low, gets it out to Addie Thompson. Dribbles it out to the right, hands off to Owens. Owens driving, authority, missed the layup, open, gets her own rebound, ahead to Richie, thought about the 3 a minute ago, now it's Addie Thompson for 3. Addie Thompson knocks it down. It's a 9-point game with 58 seconds to go, and Coach Keys will call a timeout to set up a defensive set.
We'll be right back after this break.
Do you want your lawn to look its best? U.S. Lawns
of
Central Indiana can
Dennis?
Make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. Call today and sign up for our fertilization program. For a limited time,
Dennis.
Receive 5 applications and pay for only 4. But you must call today. For more information about our lawn services, including commercial landscaping, call 812-605-8083 or visit uslawns.com.
I'm talking to Brad.
At U.S. Lawns, it's your turn.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Our
can you hear
lawn.
Me?
U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
This is Trey Minor,
yeah,
Bank
good,
Manager
Dennis.
Of First Farmers Bank and Trust here in Brazil, Indiana.
Yes.
From checking and savings to business loans
Dennis?
And mortgage, we do it all. Come see us at 103 West National Avenue, just one block east of the post office, or give us a call at 446-2581. We are firmly planted in this community and here to stay, so stop by today and let us help start your path to financial freedom.
Service. First Farmers Bank and Trust.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Abel gets it inbounded down ahead by 9. Lobs ahead to Peyton Turner down low. And Turner goes up in the air, misses the shot, but Addie Thompson basically tackles her midair.
Addie went flying through the air, and the only opportunity she had was to come down on top of Peyton Turner. And she was good sportsmanship by Addie, because before Addie got her feet, she was on top of Patterson making sure she was okay.
Or Turner?
Turner.
So this is a shooting foul. Obviously. Turner will go to the line for 2 attempts. Let's see how she does at the free throw line. First attempt up and knocks it down. Makes it a 10-point game. Big thanks to New Elgin Salon, located at 719 East Jackson, Brazil. Call Ashley Lear at 812-448-9364. Turner knocks them both down, back to an 11-point game.
Elgin Salon can make you beautiful, Corey. They do a great job.
Addie Thompson brings it across midcourt. Thompson spinning, trying to look for somebody. Instead, she has the open jump shot, and she'll take it. 40 seconds, down back by 9. Gould has it. Lobs it ahead to Patterson. They got a foul. Now it's in the Peyton Turner. They could have fouled anybody else but Collier, but Collier's going to the line with 30 seconds to go with 9 seconds. It's not going to be a shooting foul yet, because that's only the 16th foul.
Fouls on Richie. That's her first.
I'd like to thank Wellness for Life again. Wellness for Life, healthcare redefined at 3495 South 4th Street in Terre Haute.
And, hey, they've got an office opened up in Brazil now, too. It's in the old Leap Center.
Patterson gets it. They're going to try to foul Patterson. They can't. Now it's off in the hands of Collier, and Collier will go to the line for the 1-1.
Richie picks up another foul, and that makes a 7. Wellness for Life's an alternative to health insurance, Corey. I bought into it. It's a great clinic to go to. It's non-emergency care. Check it out.
Collier knocks down free throw number 1. It's about over, Brad. And I don't know if the seniors have realized it yet, but
they're gonna fight till the end.
Yeah, and you have to. Knocks down both. Owens the inbound of 25 to go. Now it's Jenny Lundy bringing it in. Lundy across the timeline. Lundy, cross court to Addie. Addie catch and shoot 3. Addie Thompson. Who is this? Addie Thompson. They got a foul quick. 14 seconds, and fouling they will. It'll be Sparks on the reach in with 11.8 to go. It's an 8-point game. You know, who decided to shoot 3s here at the end? Thought it'd be Haley Ritchie, Sparks, Lundy. Nope, it's Haley or Addie Thompson.
Yeah, the thing about it is she's a senior, and she's fighting. She wants to see, you know. She doesn't want to see her season end.
Free throw is knocked down.
This is a very good Danville team. You know, they're going to go on through, have a tough game in this Benton Central Bisons in the 8 p.m. game.
And they're going to bring out the freshman and junior, but they're going to have an all-senior 5.
What a heck of a job.
Yep. Kelsey Heaton, Jenny Lundy, Addie Thompson, Michaela Sparks, and Sophia Buell, graduating all 5 of them. Sectional champions. You got to love it. We'll talk about that a lot in the post game. 10-point game. Addie Thompson has it. Addie Thompson across the timeline. Addie pulls up for 3 again. Off the mark. The buzzer will sound. And sadly, the tears will come from the seniors, and you know they're feeling it now. Final score, Danville 40, Northview 30. Danville advances to the regional championship game at 8 o'clock tonight against Benton Central. Thank you, seniors from Northview. We'll take a break. We'll break this one down. Hear from Keys in the postgame show and more on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. Have tax reform questions? We have answers. Visit us today.
Healthcare shouldn't be such a headache, but if you do have a headache, Peak Med can help. With Peak Med, you don't have that irritating sound.
Sorry, we can't see it today.
but how about 2 weeks?
Peak Med can be the answer you've been looking for. They're a membership-based family health provider. We're talking same-day appointments, access to preventative and urgent care, plus most meds and labs are included at no cost.
Savings. Simple.
Convenient.
Better care.
Quality.
You heard what they said. Peak Med. 844-333-0802 or go to peakmedindiana.com to find out more. Your best health benefit is Peak Med.
Are you ready to sell your home? Maybe your family is growing and you need a larger home. Or perhaps your kids are now adults and they left you with an empty nest. Call Teresa Ringo at Hoosier Homes and Land in Brazil. They have buyers who are ready now. Find us on the web at Hoosier Homes and Land or call 812-448-1127. That's 448-1127. Hoosier Homes and Land is located at 33 West National Avenue in downtown Brazil. Call Teresa Ringo today and get a jump on the spring property demand. Hoosier Homes and Land.
Blackburn Collision Center, where we meet by accident. You have a choice for auto body work. No need to check around, call us first. Lifetime warranty on all repairs. Professional and high tech with full service. 232-6258. 232-6258. Blackburn Collision Center, where we meet by accident.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Final score here from Danville Community High School. It's been an honor to be here inside my alma mater calling a game between Northview and Danville. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. Let's break this one down. We'll give out player of the game. And I think it's pretty simple who we're going to give that to, if not a group of girls. And then we'll have Coach Zach Keys. But in the meantime, Brad, 30-40. Danville wins by 10. Northview fought all the way defensively. Offensively, wasn't going their way. But that's just kudos to how good of a team Danville is in their length on the defensive end.
Right. You know, the Knights, they battled. They won one quarter. They won the fourth quarter, but they lost the first three. And, you know, it was a struggle from the beginning. We had the first lead. Sparks hit that first basket to go up 2-0, and then we trailed the rest of the game. But kudos goes out to Danville. Scoring for Danville, Ella Collier with 24 points. Peyton Turner with 5. 4 for Katie Davis. 3 for Maddie Patterson. 2 for Chloe and Haley Gillespie with 2 off the bench. For the Lady Knights, Jenny Lundy ends her career with a 12-point high-scoring game. Late there in the fourth quarter, with 0 points going in the fourth quarter, Addie Thompson, the senior, come out with Spark and scored 8 points to get her game total to 8. For Sparks, 4 points. Leah Owens, 1 for 2 from three-point land, the only shot she took for 3. And Haley Ritchie, you talk about night and day. Defensively, they clamped down on her. Haley had shot the three-pointer really well. And coming into this game, Corey, you know, she was leading the team three-point baskets made. She scored 1 3-point basket tonight for 3 points, and her effort was 1 for 8. As far as free throws goes, the Knights did what they needed to. Jenny Lundy was 3 for 4. Sparks did miss one free throw. But Ella Collier for Danville, 100%, 10 for 10 from the free throw line. And that leadership right there, and you know, is going to carry that team pretty far. This 8 p.m. game is going to be a good one between Benton Central and the Danville Warriors.
It is, and that's later on tonight, 8 o'clock. If you're around, we will not have that broadcast. But I'd like to remind you, before we take our post-game break, that Two Guys Pies, located at 55 East Main Street in Danville, they're inviting all Northview fans to enjoy family dining at Two Guys Pies at 55 East Main Street, just down the road from the high school, if you're here after this game. We'll thank the seniors, talk to Coach Keys, give out the player of the game, and more on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Your hometown pharmacy.
I always hear my mother and father talking about old-fashioned service and how the days of being treated special just don't happen anymore. Then I always say, what about Lynn's Pharmacy? More than just a friendly staff, Lynn's Pharmacy has trained, knowledgeable people. Old-fashioned service, the latest equipment and care, plus all the great treats that you can only get at the soda fountain at Lynn's. It's easy to be cutting edge, especially when you do it the old-fashioned way.
Here at Lynn's Pharmacy, downtown Brazil.
The Northview Lady Knights are 3A girls basketball sectional champions. The city of Brazil takes this time to congratulate the team and coaches for winning the sectional. All city of Brazil officials and employees, as well as the entire community, are proud of our girls basketball team. The city of Brazil is rooting for the Lady Knights at the regional this Saturday. Bring home a championship. This message presented and paid for by the city of Brazil. Go Northview Lady Knights. Bring it home. We are proud of you.
Is your furnace acting up? Get it fixed or replaced today by calling Clay County Furnace Heating and Cooling. With 52 years of exceptional service to our community, Clay County Furnace Heating and Cooling is your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. From heat pumps to gas, electric, or oil furnaces, they service all makes and models. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, a legacy of home comforts. Call 812-446-3301. Clay County Furnace Heating and Cooling.
When you've been around longer than any other insurance agency in the area, you must be doing something right. This is John Kokenauer of Kokenauer Insurance. For five generations, my family has been serving the insurance needs of this community. As an independent insurance agency, our focus is finding you the best protection at the best price. Auto, home, life, medical, or business insurance, we do it all. Call or stop in today. Kokenauer Insurance is located at 15 North Walnut Street in downtown Brazil.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Final time here from Danville Community High School for the Northview Seniors. We still have a lot of breaks to go. Brad's like, not the final time. I know what I was saying.
I thought he was putting us to bed already.
Leading something into something.
Okay.
Let's thank the seniors. Let's talk about them real quick because you have multiple that just are going to be done here at Northview. They'll graduate in May. Five seniors, and Michaela Sparks, Sophia Buell, Addie Thompson. You have Jenny Lundy and Kelsey Heaton. Jenny Lundy will be going on to play volleyball. She had a great career here. Just talk about all five and what they've done for the Northview Lady Knights basketball program, because they're always going to be remembered as sectional champions, not losing in the first round of regionals.
Yeah. And, you know, you won't remember that. The fans won't. You know, Corey, look back. I think it was about 6-8 weeks ago. We was at a game. I think it was at home. We were trailing, and we had a chance to tie it up. And you said, who do you think Northview needs to get the ball to? And I said, one of the seniors. And if I had my choice, it'd be Sophia Buell. Sophia had 0 points at that thing. She's not an offensive player. A lot of teams never even really defended her. She went to the line. What'd she do? She won the game for us. She hit two free throws. We won the game by 1 point. Jenny Lundy's done an outstanding job, over 1,000 points for her career. Kelsey Heaton, come off the bench every time Jenny needed a break and give some really good minutes. Addie Thompson, what a spark plug. What a great job she'd done. You know, anytime, they needed somebody to come in with energy, she come in and Addie give it 110%. But the most improved player out of this senior group from the tip-off of that very first game to now was Michaela Sparks.
Yeah.
Michaela done something that, you can only hope that starts as a freshman and builds through her senior year. She got better every game. Tonight, it wasn't her best game. She ended with 4 points. But the spark that Sparks gave was amazing. Last week, you look back through the stats and you look at the game, Corey, she was the one that got the ball to Richie. Sparks had 17 points in that championship game, sectional championship, last week. You look at the game before that against Owen Valley. Sparks, what'd she do? She come up, did something she didn't. Double figures, one turnover, two fouls, shot the ball 73%. That's what senior leadership's about. Not discounting any one of the five seniors because they all did their job. They played the role. But in my eyes, best improved player throughout the season in that senior group was Michaela Sparks.
Well, hopefully we'll hear from head coach of the Northview Lady Knights to talk about his five seniors in just a little bit. We'll be right back here. Final score from Danville Community High School. The Danville Warriors move on and knock off Northview to end their season 40-30. You're listening to Northview Lady Knights basketball on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Garmon Construction is proud to support the Northview Lady Knights as they head off to Danville to compete in the regional basketball tournament. Garmon Construction knows that hard work, dedication, and putting forth extra effort produces winning results, and they're excited to see these habits instilled in high school athletes. Since 1923, Garmon Construction has built more than buildings. They've built a reputation. Garmon Construction says best of luck to the Northview Lady Knights and looks forward to their continued success in life.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Loren Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Loren Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
Are you ready for a fresh look? Nailed It Nail Salon is hosting their second annual Hearts for Paws event. With a new location at 2 East National Avenue in Brazil, Nailed It has partnered up with D's Cuts and will be donating $2 from every nail and hair service to the Clay County Humane Society during the entire month of February. They are also accepting monetary donations for this cause. Nail and hair services for this Hearts for Paws event can be scheduled by calling 531-5554.
Timberland Lumber Company offers superior building materials and provides the highest quality workmanship and customer service possible. Check out our rental department for do-it-yourself projects. Dedicated and responsible for nearly 50 years, Timberland continues to exceed your expectations every step of the way. For all your building or home repair needs, shop local at Timberland, US 40 West in Brazil. Call 812-446-2397.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Coach Zach Keith joining us here on the postgame show on Timeless Classics, WAMB. Coach, first off, just talk about the game overall. The length seemed to like prove a dividends in the end with Danville and what they had.
Yeah, we knew going in that their length, you know, would be a factor. I think it was more so than we even imagined. Their defense was, it was just long, you know, and gave us some problems at the top. They were able to defend, so we couldn't get it to the post and then also take away those threes.
Yeah, Haley Ritchie is being face-guarded by Ella Collier for most of the game. You look at the score, though, 40-30. You held them in scoring, too, so your defense was just as good, though.
Yeah, our defense was excellent. You know, I thought, you know, the game plan going in was sag and really help on Collier and 33 and make somebody else beat us, and they didn't, you know, for the most part in the first half. 12 stepped up and hit a big shot there in the fourth quarter. But defensively, we were fantastic all night.
Hardest part about this, though, you have five girls who's going to always be remembered as sectional champions, not losing today. Talk about your five seniors and what they meant to this program.
Yeah, just a special group of seniors. You know, a group that came in as freshmen when I was a freshman coach. So a group that I'll remember, you know, for a long time. And a group that, you know, cut down the nets twice in their 4 years, which is special. But, yeah, they're going to be greatly missed.
What's the one piece of advice you can give to all five seniors before they get out of here?
You know, I think playing hard. You know, playing hard. Not only in basketball, but in life. You know, if I had to tell a group of seniors something, there's something about playing hard no matter what you're doing in life.
All right, Coach, congratulations. We'll talk to you next year. Good luck, and tell the seniors the same thing.
Thank you.
Coach Zach Keyes, take one final break. We'll give out our player of the game here from Danville Community High School on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Last year, you may have gotten married, purchased your first home, had a child, or bought that brand new car you've been saving up for. Things have changed since you may have sat down last with your insurance provider. Don't let life-changing events go unnoticed, and most importantly, be sure you have the proper coverage in place to protect your financial security. I'm Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and I want to protect you and your family just as I have my own. Call me today at 812-208-3244.
VFW Post 1127 in Brazil understands the unique bond you share with other veterans of overseas conflicts because they too have been there. The VFW has been the nation's leading veteran service organization in the fight to better the lives of all of those who've worn the uniform of the United States military. No matter which conflict called you to service, Post 1127 invites you to join. For more information about membership, visit the Brazil VFW Post 1127 at 303 South Depot Street. No one does more for veterans than the VFW.
you.
Are you thinking about doing something for you? Maybe a mani-pedi, invigorating facial, or relaxing massage. New Elegant Salon and Spa offers everything you need to pamper you, including products and services from microdermabrasion to dermaplaning. And don't forget to ask about lash lift, which dramatically curls your natural eyelashes. New Elegant Salon and Spa offers you a full array of exceptional spa services. Do something for yourself and experience the rejuvenation that New Elegant Salon and Spa offers. Make an appointment by calling 812-448-9364 or book online.
Hi, this is Mavery Bridgewaters on behalf of the 4th Annual Creighton Hunter Quinn 3-on-3 Memorial Foundation Basketball Tournament. Saturday, April 20th, 9 a.m., Van Buren Elementary, Brazil, Indiana. Ages 8 to adult, up to 4 players, double elimination over 100 teams. The Creighton Hunter Quinn Memorial Foundation has given out 6 scholarships since 2015. And with your help, we can score some more.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Timeless Classics WAMB for the final time. But first off, let's go ahead and give out our players of the game. Our player of the game by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today.
Well, this season wraps up for the whole team, Corey, but it wraps up something different for the 5 seniors. It wraps up an era for them as Lady Knights. So tonight's Schottmeyer player of the game is players of the game. It's your 5 seniors. It's Michaela Sparks, Sophia Buell, Addie Thompson, Kelsey Heaton, and Jenny Lundy. Congratulations, ladies, on a great run at Lady Knights, and we wish you continued success on your endeavors as you wrap out. A lot of them will be in track and field, but, you know, as graduation comes up, a lot of the girls were tearing up, Corey, and they were, you know, parents were tearing up. Graduation's just around the corner. This ain't the end for these ladies. They're gonna prosper in life, and they're gonna look back and think, man, we were sectional champs in 2019.
Yep.
Also, Corey, got another thing to give out. I made a post on Facebook for people to share our advertising stuff. Had a tremendous amount of people that shared it. And I got a Sonic Drive-In, one of our, you know, sponsors, been with us since day one. Got a Sonic Drive-In gift card. I wrote numbers down. I drew it out. And the winner's going to be Tim Fowler. Tim, if you're listening, I'll put it on Facebook. You want a Sonic gift card, catch up with me at one of our Northview broadcasts, or I'll get it to Dave, which, you know, I'll message you on Facebook. We'll either get it in the studio or you can catch me at one of the basketball events. But Tim Fowler and everybody else, thanks for sharing it, because without our 20 some sponsors, all of our Facebook support, Corey, we wouldn't be able to do this. And, you know, we can't thank everybody that comes out to the games and everybody that listens as much, because we wouldn't be sitting here doing this. Nope. And you wouldn't be able to listen to the Northview Athletics on WAMB.
You mentioned all the sponsors. We had an extraordinary amount. We want you to stay on board. This helps out Northview Athletics. And let's go through and list one more time all our sponsors. From Great Dane Trailers, WTHI TV 10, Riddell National Bank, Park County REMC, Sonic Drive-In, U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, Sue Goshen, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer, Timberland Home Center, Two Guys Pies, the staff and employees of PDF Inc., C.C. Cook and Son Lumber Company, Wellness for Life, First Farmers Bank, Hoosiers Homes and Land, Shelters Insurance Agent Sean Wheeler, Lynn's Pharmacy in downtown Brazil, the City of Brazil, Clay County Furnace Heating and Cooling in Brazil, Timmerman Barber Stylist and Auctioneers, Blackburn Collision Center, Nailed It, Lorenz Service, Garmon Construction, Bedwell Tire, VFW Post 1127, New Elegant Salon, Creighton Hunter Quinn Foundation,
and Coconauer Insurance of Brazil. Corey, and a big thank you to Dennis Porter, Dave Crooks. They had some issues in the studio day being there. But DLC Media, what they have done for Northview Athletics to give the opportunity with the multiple radio outlets. You know, Dave has stations all over, Terre Haute, Washington, Vincennes, stuff. But to be able to put Northview Athletics back on the radio after several years of not having that thank you to the community, and thank you to DLC Media for this opportunity.
Well, Brad, we're back at it. Even though North Dewey Night season over, we still have basketball for the boys coming up, and it's at home against a very good Edgewood team on Tuesday. We'll be on there at 7:15, tip-off at 7:30. Big thanks to Brad Wallace, Dennis Porter, Dave Crooks, all our sponsors.
Barry Kent.
Barry Kent, everybody. Big thanks to my alma mater, Danville Community High School. I'm going to go enjoy a Chick-fil-A sandwich from the hospitality room and go talk to some people. But a big thank you to everybody who listened. I know we had an enormous amount of support from Danville people, the people that I know personally, that Brad knows, everybody from Brazil, Northview fans, everybody. And we can't thank you enough. And remember, it's not possible without any of our sponsors. So make sure if you go to one of those businesses, say you heard about it on WAMB and give them a big thank you. For Brad Wallace, Corey Clark, final score for the final time. Northview falls to Danville 40-30. You've been listening to Northview Knights basketball on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
You've been listening to coverage of Northview Girls Regional Basketball action. Today's game has been brought to you by Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. WTHI TV 10. Depend on News 10 WTHI coverage you can count on. Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Sonic Drive-In with two locations, Fort Harrison and Lafayette in North Terre Haute and State Road 46 east of Terre Haute. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Call now and receive five applications and pay for only four. Call 812-605-8080. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, a proud supporter of Northview Sports. Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block, located 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau agent Chad Schopmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Home Center. Shop local at Timberland, U.S. Highway 40 West in Brazil. Two Guys Pies, located at 55 East Main Street in Danville, inviting all Northview fans to enjoy family dining at Two Guys Pies. The staff and employees of PDF Incorporated. Process, development, and fabrication located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. Good luck, Lady Knights. CC Cook & Son Lumber Company, Highway 40 in Reelsville, offering durable wood bricks for your home or business. Wellness for Life, Healthcare Redefined, 3495 South 4th Street in Terre Haute. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Come see us for all of your banking needs anytime. Hoosier Homes and Land. It's a great time to list your property. They have buyers now. Call Teresa Harden Ringo today at Hoosier Homes and Land in Brazil. Shelter Insurance Agent Sean Wheeler, located at 715 East Jackson Street in Brazil. Lynn's Pharmacy in downtown Brazil, your hometown pharmacy. The City of Brazil wishing the Lady Knights the best of luck in the regionals. Clay County Furnace Heating and Cooling in Brazil. For sales and service, call them today, your American Standard Heating and Cooling dealer. Timberman Barber Stylist and Auctioneers, Highway 59 South in Brazil. Blackburn Collision Center, located at 1245 North 8th Street in Terre Haute, where we meet by accident. Nailed It, located at 2 East National Avenue in downtown Brazil. Nailed It will donate $2 on every service this month to the Clay County Humane Shelter. Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. A family tradition of excellent automotive service since 1930. Garmon Construction Services, building communities since 1923. Bedwell Tire, 212 East National Avenue in Brazil. Service is the secret to our success. VFW Post 1127, located at 303 South Depot Street in Brazil. No one does more for veterans, the veterans of foreign wars. New Elegance Salon, 719 East Jackson, Brazil. Call Ashley Lear, 812-448-9364. Creighton Hunter Quinn Foundation, helping youth throughout the Wabash Valley. And Koganauer Insurance, your local independent insurance agency, located at 15 North Walnut Street in downtown Brazil. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors that made today's broadcast possible.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.